all-in-one laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9. Richland Center, Wisconsin is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is closed. Roughly 750,000 federal workers expected to be furloughed without pay. Some potentially fired by the Trump administration. Some things are still open, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
National parks are open for now, but could face staff shortages. The Smithsonian will be open until at least October 6th. And in 1 week, that critical WIC program, which gives nutrition assistance to 7 million low-income women and their children, is set to run out of funding.
President Trump's immigration crackdown and some public health work at the FDA and the Department of Agriculture will continue during the shutdown. Rescuers are using backhoes and sniffer dogs to try to find more survivors in the central Philippines following an earthquake that has left at least 69 people dead. President Trump proposing using American cities as training grounds for U.S. troops. That part of the new Trump administration culture for the military laid out before hundreds of generals this week. This is ABC News. After months of feuding with Harvard University, the Trump administration says it's close to reaching a deal that could restore federal research funding and address what some business leaders say is a shortage of blue-collar workers in America.
As part of the settlement, Harvard would reportedly pay $500 million while agreeing to operate trade schools in return for getting its federal grants restored. The tentative deal comes as the CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, warns the U.S. is far behind rivals like China and Japan in the blue-collar industry, making the U.S. less competitive.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The Taliban is rejecting reports that the internet has been shut down all across Afghanistan. A government spokesman says they're just replacing old fiber optic cables. A three-year-old in Washington State found a World War II hand grenade in his front yard this week. The bomb squad called in. It was removed. Nobody hurt. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I graduated from Woodstock High School in Illinois in 1975. Recently, I traveled back there to attend my 50th high school class reunion. The city has grown and changed dramatically. The school has been enlarged. A second high school has been constructed in the city, and I was amazed to discover that I had graduated with so many old people. We had a great time reminiscing about the good old days and remembering the things we did when we were young and seemingly invincible. Like every person, we did many things we later regretted. I'm very glad, however, that the lives of many of my classmates were turned around after high school by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But as we talked about all the things we did during high school that were not godly things, I'm so glad those days are behind us, and I have been forgiven for those transgressions. Our sins of the past that are forgiven have also been expunged from our record, but so often Satan seems to keep bringing them up in the remembrance to tempt, deceive, condemn, and defeat us. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Yes, we should learn from history and from our mistakes. If we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. But we can move past the condemnation of our past through the power of the Holy Spirit's cleansing in us. Let's rise up into the best that Jesus has for us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tracker from
Man
to
Lawn. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, September turned out warmer than normal by several degrees across the region. Precipitation was rather variable as well. But either way, we start off the month of October on a quiet note and staying on the warm side, with the warmest of the year scheduled to move in Friday and Saturday, as the upper-level jet stream pattern features a ridge over the center of the country, pushing the main steering currents from the Rockies up into central Canada. Plenty of warm and humid air building up ahead of that system off to the west. Now, we do anticipate we'll see a little cloud cover coming through today, but still some filtered sun off and on. Brighter sunshine tomorrow and Friday. Even Saturday looking pretty bright. We'll see some strong gusty winds out there by Sunday with humid air pouring in. And then a weak cool front settling through the area late Sunday and Monday could bring us some scattered showers, maybe a stray thunderstorm. Right now the rain amounts don't look too heavy, probably a quarter inch or less, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for today. Patchy fog early in some river valleys. Otherwise variably cloudy with mild temperatures topping out close to 80. East-southeast wind at 5 to 12 miles an hour. Tonight, variably cloudy, low near 54. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer, with a high near 83. Southeast to south wind up to 10. Going into Friday, look for plenty of sunshine, breezy, hot and humid conditions. Lows around 59 with a high all the way up to 87. Saturday continued hot and sticky for October standards with plenty of sun and gusty winds. Low near 62 with a high of 88. Might be some record high temperatures on Saturday in the region. Sunday partly sunny, warm and humid with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 83. Much cooler on Monday with a few showers, high 65. Any showers ending early Tuesday, high 65. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, our temperature in Richland Center is 52 degrees with some nice sunshine. Yesterday's high was 87, the record high established initially in 1971 and equaled in 2023 at 88, the record low 27 in 1967. Last year's high was 67 and the low 50. Sunset will occur at 6:43 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 7 o'clock straight up tomorrow. We have a little bit of a wind northeast around 3, and the barometer is at 3018, which is up slightly. Sunshine after a low of 50, it's 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Radio, where today we give you an update on sports. Lots of things that happened and went on last night, including a big win for the Richland Center boys soccer team on homecoming night, and the lone goal scored by sophomore Connor Stoltz on a breakaway chance after a beautiful through ball from Sean Adams. And Seth Gall filling in at goal as well, coming in for Caleb Federley, and Richland Center holding on for a homecoming win. We'll have more about that coming up. Richland Center homecoming volleyball win went late night last night as well. And details on the Brew Crew and what Pat Murphy has got going this week for the crew as they rest up before their playoff game this weekend. WRCO Sports, sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. I'm Phil Nee with Look at Sports in southwest Wisconsin. It was a happy homecoming Tuesday night for the Richland Center girls volleyball team after they won in five sets over Dodgeville. The Dodgers won the opening set 25-20 before Richland Center took the second and third by scores of 25-19 and 25-20. Dodgeville forced a fifth and deciding set with a 25-20 win in the fourth. Richland Center put together a strong finish to win 15-6 in the final. It was Richland Center's fourth five-set match in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. The Hornets are now 5-2 in the league, and Dodgeville fell to 3-4. The win also avenged a five-set loss at Dodgeville earlier in the season. Senior Danica Pauls had 15 kills in the match, including four in the last set. Senior libero player Tatum Razick led the back row, and senior setter Rainey Walsh had a strong night with assists. Senior Taylor Wirtz had key points, including a kill in the final go-around, and freshman Adeline Wirtz had an ace in the fifth. It was a great team effort for the Hornets on the way to the victory. Richland Center JV1 and JV2 teams both continue to have strong seasons, and both swept the Dodgers in earlier matches. River Valley was a winner by sweep over Prairie du Chien, and Platteville swept Lancaster. Elsewhere, at DeSoto last evening, a couple of losses for Ithaca as they fell on the season, now with three losses overall. A 3-0 lost to Seneca, and DeSoto defeated the Bulldogs 3-0. Weston fell to both DeSoto and Seneca as well last night in three sets. Lexi Rockweiler finished the night with 12 kills and 22 digs. Valerie Bauer finished with 17 assists, and Kalise Siebenaller finished with 19 digs. Weston off until next Tuesday when they travel to Waseca. Elsewhere, it was a win for Hillsboro in four sets over Bangor. Oneewoc Center swept Nisita. Royal 3-0 over New Lisbon. Wisconsin Heights 3-2 winners against Belleville, and Sparta 3-0 over La Crosse Logan. It was a happy homecoming for the Richland Center soccer team last night. The RC boys picked up a 1-0 homecoming victory over Dodgeville Mineral Point. Richland Center and Dodge Point were tied scoreless for a long stretch of the game before Richland Center popped in a goal and made it stand up. River Valley was a 2-1 winner over the Prairie du Chien Co-op School. McFarland 3-0 over Reedsburg. Wanakee edged Baraboo 2-1. Stoughton 8-0 over Portage Poinette. And Toma was a 2-0 winner over Sparta. The Riverdale High School football team picked up its first victory of the year on Saturday against Pecatonica Argyle. IS head coach Jeff Johnson of Riverdale about that win.
Again, just like the other games, we came out with tremendous intensity, but we really played a full, complete game in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. It's a total team effort. Every single player on both sides of the ball contributed. But I got to give the credit really to the coordinators and the assistant coaches. My job really is to manage, but these guys are doing the work. Caleb and Dalton had a tremendous game plan, and the kids executed.
Who did you give the game balls to last week in the win over Pecatonica Argyle, Jeff?
Oh, my gosh. You know, again, total team effort. But on the line, Blake Dickman, he never came off the field until late in the fourth quarter. Tremendous effort on his part. The offensive line, we had two running backs go over 100 yards. Brody Meath pretty much carried the team on both sides of the ball, did a tremendous job, but every single kid contributed. But there's one guy that stands out. So shout out to Eli Campbell, who broke, I think, a 19- or 20-year-old field goal record, kicked a 40-yard field goal, set a new school record.
That is incredible. I mean, you don't line up for 40-yarders very often and have people take you serious, but it sounds like the Chieftains can do that.
Yeah, he could probably go out to 44, 45, 46 yards.
Riverdale football coach Jeff Johnson. It's homecoming week at Riverdale, and the Chieftains will host Boscobel for homecoming football on Friday night. Powder Puff women's bowling action last night. Top series, Scott King Trucking, 1,803. Walmart, 1,770. The Phoenix Center, 1,763. Scott King Trucking, 649. Phoenix Center, 630. Walmart, a 615. Top individual series, Katie Davison with a 485. Christine Haiti, 483. Cheryl McNerlin, a 468. Barb Wood had the top game, 185. Katie Davison, a 182. Christine Haiti, a 175. And Cheryl McNerlin picked up a 310 split in the Powder Puff League. The Brewers' top minor league hitter and pitcher have been named. Jesus Mate and Tyson Harden are winners of the Robin Yount Performance Award. Harden was switched from reliever to starter and finished the season with a 6-5 record and an ERA of 2.72. He's rated among the team's top minor league prospects. This week, the Brewers are resting and preparing for the upcoming series against either the Cubs or the Padres. Pat Murphy says that the Brewers are looked upon as underdogs.
There's nobody on television saying, hey, the Brewers are the odds-on favorite. Matter of fact, I saw that we're not even like the top five. You know what I mean? Perfect. Can't win without homers. Like, the team with the number of homers, are they playing in the postseason? I don't know. I don't even follow that. I know just play good, winning baseball. Good things will happen.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy, his team getting set for the weekend and resting this week, as opposed to playing, that's always a debate.
No, I think it does matter, but not to the point where, you know, if you've got a great racehorse and that racehorse is capable of winning the race, and you've got a real experienced racehorse that might not be at their best, and they're not capable of winning the race, you know, you've got to kind of tinker with both. You know, this one can bring you this, and this one could possibly bring you this, but you can't, if it doesn't get out of the gate, and you can't give it too big a leash. that's kind of, I think experience is important.
Yesterday, the Cubs defeated San Diego 3-1 and the Dodgers over Cincinnati 10-5. And in the American League playoffs, Detroit 2-1 over Cleveland, Boston 3, and the Yankees 1. WNBA play last night in overtime. Las Vegas beat Indiana 107-98. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has made a significant change to its coaching staff. Assistant head coach Kirk Penny has returned to his home in New Zealand after playing a role in creating one of the best Badger offensive efforts in history. Badger Blitz reports that the nearly 81 points a game scored last season was the top effort in more than 50 years. Penny will be replaced by former guard Brad Davison, who has been playing in Europe. Coach Greg Gard says his return is an absolute win for the program. The Vikings are in the midst of a 10-day road trip to Europe. That's the first time an NFL team will have played consecutive international games in different countries. They lost to the Steelers in Dublin last Sunday. They face the Browns in London this week. The organization welcomed the assignment from the league for the opportunity to move two road games from difficult-to-play-in stadiums to neutral sites. The football side of the operation also embraced the challenge with full confidence in the support staff around them to ensure everything from nutrition to equipment will be transported. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
We're in Maine Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Maine Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitestech Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is going on now through Saturday, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House going on now through Saturday at Vitestech Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitestech.com.
Vitestech Power Sports.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
Pratt County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Pratt County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Pratt County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Pratt County Building Supply.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. In my old Chevy, I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store, makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away.
What we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. There's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
On the Town Taxi Triple Play, we're talking about some bodies of water today. Oh, yeah. How about the Mississippi?
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We'll get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given at Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up a little bit later on today. We'll be talking about, we'll have a Brewer trivia question for you. Interesting enough, baseball's economic disparity is evident in the playoffs. The Dodgers have committed more than $500 million in salaries and luxury tax this season. They face the Cincinnati Reds, who have a $121 million payroll. Six of the 12 postseason teams have payrolls of $200 million or more. Of course, with the Dodgers, the big salary is Shohei Ohtani, who's right up there. Obviously, best paid in baseball, but there's a reason for that. He is a good player, no doubt about it. But it's astronomical money when they're talking about that. $1 billion in payments for eight players, including Shohei Ohtani. Los Angeles projected to pay nearly $168 million in luxury tax. So where do the Brewers fit? Well, they're not the lowest of the payrolls. The lowest one in the playoffs is that happens to be Cleveland. Yeah, but Milwaukee isn't too far up. Let's see, $124.8 million total for Milwaukee. And the next one would be Seattle at $167. So again, we have to root for the Brewers and Cleveland. How about that? Cleveland and Brewers in the World Series with the lowest payrolls in the playoffs. I vote for that.
Living good, doing everything I said I would. Got tired of that same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this gold.
Soul Circus Cowboys with Eddie Raven on WRCO Radio. Coming up, our trivia question of the day and more stuff. Also, community conversation on the morning show. We'll talk about more things going on this weekend with some special guests in the studio. We'll also start setting the stage for the Ithaca Homecoming, Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming. We'll have reports leading up to that time promoting some of the events and some new events in Ithaca, including a Friday night spotlight that they haven't done before.
Are you thinking about a kitchen remodel? Start with Harkey Lumber, where expert staff can help you design your new layout and offer trusted cabinet lines like Craftmate and Miralac Classic. And cabinets aren't just for kitchens. They add stylish storage to your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even create a custom entertainment center. To top it off, a countertop that fits your space and your style. For all your cabinet needs, call 985-7207 or stop at Harkey Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We're at 56 degrees. The tough trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The winning answer wins a great prize from Walsh's Ace. If you know the answer, here we go. Of course, the Brewers could be playing the Cubs Saturday. The Cubs won yesterday, the first playoff win since 2017. They play the Padres again today, and then if necessary, tomorrow. So we're going back to some Brewer and Cubs history today. 2018, game 163 of the season after a tie with the same records. The Brewers went on to win the game 3-1. The question today: which Cub pitcher pitched five innings that day and is now a member of the Brewers? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's Jordan Davis.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. Telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, been with a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
today, Brian Bell is our winner. Way to go. He knew the right answer, the correct answer, the old Brewer killer, Jose Quintana, who is now a member of the Brew Crew. Yes, he's had a pretty good year. He had some injuries, but he certainly has helped him through the year. But that day, he pitched five innings for the Cubs. The Brewers came through late in the game with a key hit from Lorenzo Cain. There's a name from the past. And three hits from Christian Yelich. Probably the tougher question would have been, who was the winning pitcher that day? Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought about that one, but that was probably a little bit too hard. I'm sure there's some diehards out there that know. It was Corey Knebel. Corey Knebel, who was a reliever, he worked an inning of relief, I think the eighth inning, and then Josh Hader came in and shut the door to get the save. And the Brewers win game 163 that year to advance to the playoffs. We're just hoping the Brewers can at least, my thing is, I'm just hoping that they can at least win a series, because it's been kind of a long drought for that. And again, prove some of the naysayers wrong about them being the underdogs and everything, and hopefully they can dig deep and start playing a little better baseball now that they'll be rested by a few days. We'll have more trivia tomorrow at this time. Way to go, Brian.
like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. So man made a bar. For some guys it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world with 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks so hard. So man made a bar.
Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO Radio. It is 57 degrees.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This is Phil Nee, and I am a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff. Packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Katie Bedward, your local Edward Jones financial advisor here in Richland Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Happy Trails time right around the bend here on WRCO and ABC News, plus our morning show visit with community friends. Here's Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs.
So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down ain't enough to change you. You were born to be. Getting back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is your old pal, Phil Nee, and I'd like to say happy trails to you until we talk again next hour with some community conversation on the morning show. It is 60 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, and time now for the news update from ABC, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love in downtown Spring Green. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best, featuring something for everyone, including some great food, bowling, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shut down. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the fault of congressional Democrats.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that's just not true.
Federal law prohibits the use of Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Affordable Care Act to provide health insurance in any way, shape, or form to undocumented immigrants. Period. Full stop.